Welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Josh.
And together we answer curious questions in the world.
Woo!
My Christmas tree is still up behind me. This will be like middle of February that this comes out, and I still have a Christmas tree behind me.
You know, at this point.
No, don't say it. No.
Maybe you just leave it up.
Nope. It is leaving. I'm going to throw it off the balcony if it's not gone by
I'm surprised you haven't at this point. Pitched it right off.
I think I'm going to disassemble it and literally just leave it laying around and tell Michael to deal with it, because that's
just
where
I'm
at.
Slowly put like another piece in his path of, you know, exactly. Like where he usually goes.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm going to do, actually. Just great idea. Great idea.
The most like passive aggressive.
He's going to be so annoyed. Anyway, how you been?
You know, same old, same old. I was mentioning before we started recording, I got a text from my landlord. There was apparently a homeless man sleeping outside my apartment door.
That is so crazy.
Night. Like, in my apartment, the building, I'm in kind of a weird building, but it has like an exterior door that goes into a little hallway that then there's the other apartment doors. So there is like a little interior hallway. And the exterior door normally was unlocked just out of convenience. But then, yes, I guess apparently last night there was a homeless man sleeping right outside my door. Hmm. The funny thing is I was up kind of late last night because I don't sleep anymore.
It's a whole thing.
And so like I didn't hear a guy take residence outside my door, but I was probably up.
Well,
I don't
have
know.
To imagine he was kind of sneaky.
I
just
think
probably
so.
Looking for a dry place to, you know, catch a couple Z's.
Yeah, that's what sucks is like it's raining.
Yeah.
It's been all night. It was rain. Like it's sad. It sucks. It really does. Like it's I don't know. It's a unfortunate situation, but other than that.
But I don't think I would enjoy that, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with the fact that I didn't like open my apartment door to go somewhere and there was just a man
and someone falls
laying
in
there.
Like they're propped up against your door and like fall in.
Yeah, like, you know, that wouldn't have been like a great way to start the day.
No.
I don't know. I think that was one of my neighbors. That was probably their experience, I would assume.
Probably like, good morning.
Yeah, like somehow they, you know, found out this guy was there and then it led to them locking the doors now. So I don't know. But
literally crazy.
So, you know, bright side, my apartment just got even more secure.
Love that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love that for you.
Thank you. But also, like, more secure and even more annoying to get packages delivered. So,
yeah. Now you got to, like,
that's fun.
Scan people in or whatever. Like, just be like, yep, leave it there.
Those probably just, like, leave it on the front. I don't even know. Who knows?
That's weird.
Who knows? Should we jump into some ratings and reviews? I've got a short email.
Just
a quick hit of an email. It's a little late.
Yeah, it's usually like a month has passed by the time we get to them. Is this one longer than that?
This is almost 2 months past the day, almost.
That tracks for us. That's okay. Just know, guys, we do read these emails. Just
sometimes
they get picked randomly at random times. Yeah. So like we are reading all of them. Promise. Cross our hearts.
Yeah, sometimes they just don't, you know, we can't obviously like fit every email into every episode.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, just takes some time to get through everything. But this email is coming from Colin. It's a short email. He just says,
"Hey Colin.
Happy birthday, Grace."
Oh,
so that tells
this
you
is
how
a,
old
yeah.
that old. And
thanks,
also
Colin
says that they'll pay $30 for a hat.
Oh, okay.
And yet another dating thing, Merry Christmas.
Ah. So Merry Christmas,
you, Colin.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
Merry
New
Christmas,
Year.
Colin. Happy New Year. Thank you for that. Maybe Colin was just getting ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You know, he's wishing you an early birthday
yes.
and an early Merry Christmas.
I like these ideas. I like these ideas a lot.
$30 for a hat.
I would pay $30 for a hat.
You know, if it's a good hat.
Yeah.
I would think I'd put up $30. So like we'll keep on it. We'll look at it.
I'm literally writing it down. I'm going to write down, look further into hats more than you have.
Yes. Why does that feel like a like personal note? Like it's like a dig on yourself a little bit.
Kind of. I mean, I've looked into them, but I don't know. It's hard because I don't know what quality we're going to get. There's lots of hat options out there. And there I don't want to do the Science Pals dirty by getting like a bad hat.
A bad hat. Yeah. There you go. There's your weekly hat update.
Oh my gosh. Eventually we are going to come on here and have great news about hats.
Yeah, but that's gonna be then. That'll be the entire episode. We'll literally just like pop on, be like, it's time, and then we'll just that'll be it. It'll be like a 1 minute episode.
It's happened.
It's hats are here. Get hats them while they're hot.
Get them while they're hot. Yeah. Hot off the press. That's funny.
Yeah,
I love it.
Listener curiosity. What do you got?
The listener curiosity. The topic for today's pod. I almost said video, but this is a podcast. I've recorded like so much this week that it's been insane. Anyway,
for also anybody that didn't listen to last week's absolutely just like unhinged dumpster fire of an episode, you know, Grace and I have, it's been an interesting a couple of weeks the new year. This month, January, was what did you say yesterday? Like, that was the longest year ever.
January was the longest year of my life.
Yeah.
Anyway, listener curiosity. This comes from Henry, and Henry sent us an email on dating ourselves again, September 3rd. We are just now making it a podcast. Oh, Henry said, hope you still listen, Henry. Respond to the email if you still are. Yeah. It says,
let us know.
Hi, Grace and Josh. I'm Henry, and I've been a big fan of the podcast and T-Core. I've been listening ever since the first episode, but this is the first time I'm emailing. I was wondering if you guys could do an episode on the gut biome. I've been hearing a lot of things in the health and fitness community and wondering just how important it is. Also, if taking better care of it would benefit my health. Here's a joke for Josh. I love when people still do this. Why can't you trust the king of the jungle?
Why?
Because he's always lion.
That's good.
Did I say like it that. Right? Lion? Like rah.
Lion.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Lion like the animal, but also lion like you're a liar.
Welcome you're to lion. The English language.
Welcome. Yeah. Hello, English language.
Oh man. They also included a test tube and a Science Pal, so that's how you know they're OGRT.
Well, and they said they've been listening since the first episode. I mean, that is, yeah.
We're gonna get into the butt biome. Oh my lord!
You know, I don't know if I want to get into the butt biome.
The gut biome. We're gonna learn more about it and my opinion of the health industry and the fitness industry right after this break.
We're back.
I have a hot take. On the health and fitness
I'm ready
industry.
For the hot you ended that on like a pretty like hot cliffhanger there.
Yeah, so number one, it's no secret stranger fact thing that like I love fitness. Like I love working out. I love just that aspect of my life and things. I think the health and fitness community is a bunch of junk.
Oh.
We are in the new year, so everyone is pushing diets. Everyone's pushing all these different fads. Everyone is doing all these different things. Like, you have to be doing this. You should do this. Do this diet. Blah, blah, blah. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I think it's all a lie. Actually, I don't think I know. It's all a lie.
Look, I'm sure there, you know, just with anything, like, I'm sure there are some people out there that have good intentions.
Sure.
But for the most part, any sort of person on social media that is a large fitness, wellness, nutrition influencer, it's crap. It's all crap.
Yeah. So I firmly believe in working out. I believe in moving your body. And it's also incredibly important for you to get your blood work done. So a little bit different here, which the approach I'm taking. So yeah, it's super important that you know, are healthy, but it is important that you go yearly, two times a year, to go get your blood work done if you're feeling off or something. And, you know, they might give you your blood work back and it says, like, quote unquote, everything is normal. But that might not be your normal. Every single person's body is different. So you might be high or low in areas, but like that's normal for your body.
Yeah.
So like your blood tells so much because it's literally like the thing keeping you alive, like about your body. So going and getting that tested, it tells you where you're high, where you're low, hormones, blah, blah, blah. And I just think it is super duper valuable if you're going to start making life changes. I do not believe in diets. I do not believe in going cold turkey on things. Unless it's like drugs and alcohol and like whatever, like you shouldn't do those. So, but like moderate, like just don't. Not even moderation, just like, I don't know, protect yourself.
You know, If you're mindful. Doing drugs, maybe stop.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe stop.
Yeah.
I just think it's so important for you to know your body. I'm not saying that like you need to stop eating pizza. I'm saying if you eat pizza 4 times a week, maybe you only have it 1 time a week. Like, start looking at your diet, introducing vegetables, like doing things, and have ice cream in moderation. You don't need to eat the whole thing. Like, well, maybe you do sometimes. But
I mean,
you don't need to eat 4 tubs of ice cream a week. Like, you don't need to have 5 sodas a week. There's things that you can do in your life that just make you a normal human being and a healthy human being.
If you eat a whole pizza once, or, you know, whatever, if you have, you know, if you eat a massive amount of pizza, the important thing is, like, how does that make you feel?
Yes.
I mean, chances are probably not great, but because I think the thing is like, you, if you eat a ton of broccoli or something, which
it's
is technically
still not good,
you know,
for you.
It's a healthy vegetable, but it might, like, check in with yourself. How does that make you feel? And if it doesn't, you know, if you don't feel good, then maybe that you cut back on that, even though it's like, it's a healthy vegetable. Like, you know, you should be eating, you know. So I think that's the important thing. Like, obviously, know the nutritional information of all these things you're eating and take that into account.
Well, even broccoli and asparagus and all those things, like, they make you gassy and, like, your pee smell weird because your body can't break down the raffinose, which we've done a whole podcast on that. So if you want to go learn about that, like, you can on one of our previous episodes. We'll link it in the show notes. But like Josh is saying, it's all in moderation. So anyone that is curious about this, I think it's, if you're on a diet, I mean, good for you. If you're making huge lifestyle changes and, like, you need something to hold you accountable, support it. But I would be weary of diets all the time.
Look, I mean, I have massive problems with just social media in general, but especially with, like, all the influencers and things like that, that I think they prey on people who are clearly in, like, an unfortunate space, headspace, just general, you know, whatever. And try and sell an easy solution.
There
a quick
is no
hack.
Easy solution. End of story.
Yep. There isn't. There isn't. With any, like, with literally like everything in life.
Dude, we
there
can
is,
get so into this, like,
dude.
Into the weeds. Yeah. Like, these.
We don't need.
Like, the shots that everyone is taking right now, like the Ozempic or the fat loss pills, and, like, the shots that you can take to make you skinny. Okay, you're not supposed to use them for a long time.
And then what happens
when
after
you come
you
off
stop?
Of it? Same thing that happens when you come off of a diet, like keto, paleo, whatever it may be. Like, unless you're on it for a medical health reason, the second you stop the diet, you're going to put all the weight back on because you're going to go back to eating how you did because you aren't changing into healthy habits. You're just, like, depriving your body from things it needs. And so, like, in my head, like, you just have to be cognizant. Like, trust me, I have fallen prey to these. I, like, used to have, like, an eating disorder. Like, sorry if that bothers anyone. I know it's a tricky, sensitive, sensitive subject, and it can be triggering. Yeah. But, like, as someone that has fallen prey to, like, certain things that I have seen and, like, been a part of, there is no quick fix solution. There isn't. There just isn't. And so that's why I'm excited to talk about this gut biome today, because the bacteria in your body and in your gut is actually so important, which actually goes into me continuing to talk about you wanting to go get your blood work done. Like, that's, like, a file you should have in your hands and be looking at yourself. Even if you don't understand all the markers, research them.
Yeah.
Just because a doctor says you're fine and you're normal, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're fine and normal. You're fine and normal by, like, the medical standard, but that doesn't mean you're fine and normal by your own body's standard, because every single body is different. Okay, I'll step off my soapbox now.
It's all good stuff. Like, I fully agree with you
on
all of it.
I'm just, like, so passionate about this because I see people fall prey to it all the time, and it just, like, hurts my heart because I'm like, you know, this isn't the solution. This isn't the answer. Like, there are better ways for you to get help and, like, to do things in a healthy way. Like, get a personal trainer that's going to help you, and, like, a nutritionist that's going to help you do it in a healthy way that is good for
your
body.
Obviously, if you can. Like, I think, you know, obviously those things are out of the reach for some people, understandably so, but I think even if you can't do those things, you know, maybe there's other smaller steps you can take that then build to being something greater.
Also, I think about it, and, like, honestly, if someone is struggling with their weight and, like, you're going to a doctor for it, technically, like, your nutritionist should be covered by your insurance and things. Like,
that's
there's
true.
Ways
that's true.
To, like, get around it and to, like, make it work for you. So those are just a couple things. But anyway.
Yeah, gut biome.
The gut biome.
But butt guyum.
The butt guyum. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, so your body is full of trillions of bacteria and viruses and fungi, and they are collectively known as the microbiome. You yourself are a microbiome.
You know, I guess I'm okay with that, but I don't, yeah. It's not like a great thought, but you know.
It's not great, but it is what it is, you know?
It is what it is.
So yeah. While some bacteria is associated with diseases, others are actually extremely important to your immune system, heart, weight, and many other aspects of your health. So these trillions of microbes exist mainly inside your intestines and your skin, which I think is crazy. This is not a podcast for someone that is a germaphobe. This is not your podcast.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, listen, I'm going to shatter it right now. You are covered in germs.
Covered.
Just all the time. So
I would tune out now if I were you. If you have if you are a germaphobe, that it literally like you will not leave your house for weeks, I would stop listening.
Yeah.
You might be like, after this. So most of the microbiomes in your intestines are actually found in a quote unquote pocket of your large intestine called the cecum.
Okay.
And they're referred to as the gut microbiome. We've actually talked about the cecum before. We talked about it with dogs.
Just for everyone, while Grace researches this, I just scrolled all the way to the bottom of this doc that she's written, and in large letters it says proof is in the poop. So just just a little teaser,
just so you know what's coming.
Just so you again, like, if this is not really your thing, maybe now you really know what's going on. So there's your last warning.
I'm trying to remember what we talked about with the cecum and dogs.
Yeah,
so they do have one, but
okay,
it's unique because it has no direct connection to the gut, essentially.
I feel like I remember talking about it, but man, who the heck knows?
If someone can remember, your OGRT, write a rating or review, email in. If you
remember, let us know
when we talked about it. Although many different types of microbes live inside you, bacteria are the most studied. So each person has an entirely unique network of microbiota, which is bacteria.
Okay.
That is originally determined by one's DNA. So a person is first exposed to microorganisms as an infant during delivery in the birth canal and through the mother's breast milk.
Interesting. Okay.
Exactly what microorganisms an infant is exposed to is what depends solely on the species found in the mother.
Okay, so isn't that it comes crazy? From the mother.
Yes, through the birth canal. Or through C-section. Like, that's what's so crazy to me.
That is really fascinating. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Like, there's no other way that it would be exposed before then, right?
But isn't that just, like, crazy? Like, the first... Because babies grow in a sack.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, spoiler, anybody. Yeah,
spoiler, if you didn't know that. Babies grow in a little sack. But I just think that is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that is interesting. It's honestly... Like, my first thought... Again, because we're talking about quote-unquote germs here that are usually not a good thing. My first thought is like, whoa, that's not a sterile environment. We got to, you know, we got to handle that.
Yeah.
Got to sterilize things. But then it's like, well, no, that's supposed to happen.
This is why little children are petri dishes.
They are.
So later on, environmental exposures and diet can also change one microbiome to be either beneficial to health or to place one at a greater risk for disease.
Right. Which that is kind of the area that Henry was asking about, right? People talking about the health benefits and things like that.
Yep. So your microbiota stimulates the immune system and breaks down potentially toxic food compounds and synthesize certain vitamins and amino acids. And this includes like vitamin B, vitamin K, which are like key enzymes needed to form vitamin B12 that are only found in bacteria. You can't find it in plants. You can't find it in animals.
Oh, like, interesting.
Yeah.
You only get that from bacteria.
Yeah, which like you can take B12, like the supplement, which I have taken B12 before. This is actually very interesting, and I might need to do some further research. Whenever I take B12, I immediately vomit.
Oh, dear.
Like literally 30 minutes into me like taking the vitamin, I am puking it back up.
You know, not great.
Not great.
That's funny because I literally was just looking up supplementing B12, like vitamin B, because I have heard, you know, vitamin B can affect your energy levels.
Yes, it can.
And I'm a very low energy person. Yeah. So I had just looked into it, was doing some initial research, which is important before you make any changes to your body. But yeah, that, I haven't done it yet, but that's really interesting that it has that effect on you.
I would be curious if you just took vitamin B. I wonder if I, like, if you just took it or if I just took it, like, just vitamin B and vitamin K by themselves, because that makes B12, like, if my body would respond differently.
Right, instead of, like, a mix.
Yeah, but, like, giving it B12 straight up, my body is like, nah. So this takes us to sugars. So I'm talking about like table sugar and lactose, which is milk sugar. These are quickly absorbed in the upper part of your small intestine. But more complex carbohydrates like starch and fibers are not easily digested and may travel lower into the large intestine. So there, the microbiota helps break down these compounds with the digestive enzymes. And the fermentation of indigestible fibers causes the production of a short fatty acid that can be used by the body as a nutrient source, but also plays an important role in muscle function. So the microbiota of a healthy person will also provide protection from pathogenic organisms that enter the body through drinking and eating contaminated food and water.
Okay, so this is the thing, you know, if you're eating like some slightly off
food,
I don't know, any kind of food.
Undercooked chicken.
Yeah, I mean, woo, don't do that. But if you happen to do that, this could be the thing that saves you.
Mm-hmm. And makes it not so bad. Your biome goes to work and is like, oh, pull the reserves. Yeah.
What? Everyone, quick. Got a problem. That's super interesting. Well, and also the thing about muscle function, short chain fatty acids being used as a nutrient for muscle function. That is fascinating.
Yeah. You know, I think it's really interesting too in my research, and like this could be wrong, so don't quote me on it.
Okay.
Basically in my research, so say you change your diet, right? When you change your diet, your body doesn't eat the fat first. Your body actually eats muscle first.
Oh, I've heard
that. Did you know that?
Actually.
Yeah.
Yes, I have heard. Well, but I've heard it not about changing diet, but like if somebody
is starving.
Yeah, like if they don't have food, if they're stranded on an island or something,
or
and don't have food.
Or they choose not to eat, even though they have food.
Yeah.
Your body actually eats the muscle first and leaves the fat on the body because it knows the fat is a reserve, which is what it is here.
That's interesting.
So if your microbiotas are so vital to our health, how can we ensure that we have enough or the right type? Because I think that is also super important.
For sure.
Are you a probiotic guy?
Like, do I take one? Is that what you're saying?
Do you take one? Do you like...
Or do I eat something that...
Yeah, like, is that a part of your life? Why did I ask it that way?
Why is this like, why it feels like you're like asking me about like religion or something? I don't know.
Are you like a pro? Do you do probiotics?
Hey man, you interested in some probiotics? Can I get you on some probiotics?
And get you some.
Say no to probiotics, kids. No, I do not. But this is, I'm glad we're talking about this because this has been something that I've wanted to look into for myself because I don't currently take a probiotic, nor do I consciously consume certain foods that might contribute to a healthier gut biome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm glad, you know, I'm glad we're talking about this because this was already something that I wanted to look into for myself.
I am a sometimes probiotic person, which is like not great, not bad. So I love to have yogurt, which is a great probiotic, especially if you're not choosing one that's like jacked up with sugar. So all you have to do is look at the label and it'll tell you how many active cultures. And like, this is what's crazy. When you look at yogurt, these are active, alive bacteria that you're eating.
Yeah,
and
that kind of ruins yogurt.
Yeah, it says it on the side of the carton, like which active cultures are like in it. And so like I highly recommend like a Greek yogurt or something that it doesn't have a ton of added sugars into it. But You need sugar in yogurt because that is what's keeping the bacteria alive. Sorry, the sirens are ripping outside my apartment right now. So if you hear them, it's not your car, it's me.
You're not getting pulled over. It's just you're not. No, it's just New York.
Yeah, it's just New York making noises. It's super important that you are having these probiotics and replenishing your body, especially after you get food poisoning, you've had diarrhea, because like that's a key sign that something is off with your probiotics and like something is not right. So definitely read the side.
Yeah,
the sugar is good in yogurt. It's just not a lot of sugar. And so just like read your carton, do research on the yogurts you do beforehand. I'm a big Greek yogurt gal and yeah,
Greek,
I love it.
Greek yogurt slaps.
Slaps. I do Greek yogurt and I get the unflavored and I add honey to it. Ooh, so yummy.
Dang. Dang. So yummy. You ever do it? Do you do a little granola? Anything like that?
Sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah. Not always. Sometimes okay. I'm just like, nah, I'll just eat the yogurt straight up.
I did used to do that. I would get like the bag of granola and then just like plain Greek yogurt and just like mix it in a bowl.
Yes, it's so yummy. Which I always would go for a granola that was high in fiber.
Literally, I was like reading something about it the other day that most granola is just incredibly unhealthy. Like it just has so much sugar and stuff like that in it. So you like if you do get granola, you got to really look at that label, see what's in it, make sure.
Back to probiotics because, you know, they're helping our microbiome. These are either foods that naturally contain microbiota or supplement pills that contain live active bacteria. And so this is advertised to promote digestive health. So probiotic supplement sales, this is insane, exceeded $35 billion in 2015.
Whoa.
And by 2024, they are now a $65 billion industry.
Here's a thought on that. And this is like a hypothetical. I mean, maybe we could do some research on it sometime. Maybe there's something out there. Which is it? And maybe it's a combination of both. Either, you know, more people are just becoming aware of their gut health and taking action, which is great. But then also, we, you know, we did a video on Constantly Curious, go subscribe, about processed foods and how those have become so prevalent. And I wonder what kind of havoc those are wreaking on people's gut biomes as well. So like, like that, you know, there's more people with gut problems now than ever because we're eating garbage food.
Yep.
Yeah, that's interesting.
$65 billion. $65 billion, which is insane. I think it's a little bit of both. So whether you believe like a health claim is like a snake oil scam, it's a field that's emerging quickly with a lot of research. So I think probably a majority of the industry is a scam. Like I'm not a pill person. Like supplement wise, like I will try to my best to avoid taking a pill because I want to try to get it like as naturally as one can from like the foods that I'm ingesting and things like that, because I think it's the most natural way for your body to break it down, which is why I try to stick with the yogurt route. Occasionally I'll take a probiotic like pill if my gut is like really jacked up, which seems to happen a lot to me.
Well, you know,
I think it's a little bit of both, where like, yes, a lot of people's guts are messed up, but I think we're entering an age where people are trying to be more holistic and they think that means taking pills to be healthy.
It's like what we were talking about at the beginning, where it's like, on one hand, it's good because I think more people than ever are like taking a hard look at their bodies.
Yeah, they're serious about their health.
But then on the other hand, it's a lot of people that are just looking for the quick shortcut fix.
Yeah.
To fix whatever is wrong with their bodies. And so, you know, in this case, it's take this pill and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting that down. Like if you take a probiotic supplement and it works for you and everything's good.
I love that for you. I love it for you. Yeah. Because everybody is different. Like we said at the beginning of the pod, everybody is different. If it's working for you, like keep on that train. I think the other thing that people need to realize is if you haven't worked out for 12 years, you should expect it to take a year plus for your body to lose weight, work out, come to a routine. Like there is no shortcut. Crappy as that is, like, are you really willing to risk your health for just like a shot that you don't know the implications of it down the road, when instead you could actually put in the hard work, get in the gym, grind it out, start taking a look at your body. What do you need to do? How are you going to take care of it? And go about it that way, because I truly, truly believe at the deepest part of my, like in the deepest, darkest, like corners of myself, when you put in the work in the gym or you put in the work in your life, you start to see it in other spots of your life as well. You work hard in the gym. Yeah. Guess what? You come home and you're motivated to like clean up. You go, you yeah. have a good workout, you know, that starts translating into like a routine. And it's like, okay, well now I come home and do dishes after the gym. And now I feel more motivated in my work. I know I can do hard things because I'm pushing myself and my body in the gym. So like, I just think there's so many things.
Yeah.
But like there's always something, like, and someone is always going to come yeah. to you with something. And I think you just have to take a pause and a step back and be like, well, what do I need? What does my body need? Do I really yeah. need this? Like, do I need that? And I think a great place to start with like your gut biome is just being like very cognizant and like start introducing yogurt. Like something feels off in your body. Okay, I'm going to have some yogurt today. I don't have yogurt every single day. I probably have it like 2 or 3 times a week, maybe. But like I do that to keep my body on like a normal, natural progression.
Also, like, just so everyone knows, you know, not sponsored by Big Yogurt here. But I also think like if you take away anything from all of this, is just the fact that there are no shortcuts to like mm-hmm. literally anything, which sucks to hear. And it sucks for everyone involved.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is. And so if you just go in with that mindset of like, okay, I want to make this change. There's no shortcuts. So yeah. I got to put in the work. And yeah. then that's your expectation.
Here's the thing about probiotics. If you're taking okay. the pills and you're not doing it the natural food way.
Yeah.
Probiotics fall under the category of supplements and not food. So they are not regulated by the FDA, which is the yeah. Food and Drug Administration, which means unless the supplement company voluntarily discloses information on quality, such as the USP, which is the US Pharmacopeial Convention seal that guarantees a standard for quality and purity, a probiotic pill may not contain the amount listed on the label or even guarantee that the bacteria is alive and active at the time you are taking it. You could literally be taking a pill and it is doing nothing for your body.
Yeah, it could just be like a sugar pill.
Yeah.
Just like a blank nothing pill. And that's all supplements, just not just probiotics.
Everything.
Also, any sort of supplement is not regulated by the FDA. I don't know what's going on across the pond, but in the United States, the FDA regulates those kind of things and they do not regulate supplements.
So make sure you're looking for the USP stamp. Or seal
yeah,
on all your supplement bottles. And if it's not on yeah. there, I would throw it away. And this goes across like for all supplements that you're taking in your daily life. So there are times where a probiotic supplement can be helpful. So this can be effective at both ends of the age spectrum. So because when you're young, your microbes aren't as robust as they normally are. So you can influence the huge bacterial colonization process more efficiently with probiotics during very young periods and old periods in your life and in between.
Yeah.
And so foods that support increased levels of SCFA, which is the production of short chain fatty acids.
Yeah, there it is.
These are indigestible carbohydrates and fibers like insulin, resistant starches, gum, pectins, fructooligosaccharides. Yeah, that. But those fibers are sometimes called prebiotics because they feed our beneficial microbiota.
So your starches, your gums.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Okay. We're not talking about like chewing gum. We're talking about like
no.
there's gums that are considered, they're considered gums and they help your biome. So if you are looking for healthy foods that naturally contain prebiotics, because everyone needs prebiotics, there's pre and pro, remember?
Sure,
prebiotics.
Sure, sure.
The highest amount, because these prebiotics go and turn into a probiotic essentially. From my understanding, I believe.
Right, as they're worked through the system.
Your body, yep. The highest amounts are found in raw versions of garlic, onions, leeks, asparagus, artichokes, dandelion greens, bananas, and seaweed. So in general, fruits, vegetables, beans, and whole grains like wheat, oat, and barley are all good sources of prebiotic fibers. But you should be aware that a high intake of prebiotic foods, especially if introduced suddenly, can increase gas and
gas.
Bloating because like your body's not used to it yet.
Yeah, if it's like you're literally just like all of a sudden, it's like if you have a fire burning down there and you all of a sudden just dump a bunch of gas on it all at once.
Yeah. So individuals that have sensitive bellies, like irritable bowel syndrome, should introduce these foods in small amounts to first assess the tolerance. And then with continued use, tolerance may improve with fewer side effects. But at the end of the day, all of the proof is in your poop. So start looking at your poop in the toilet, because it will tell you everything that you need to know.
Look, it's a great...
I know that sounds weird.
It's good
weird.
Advice. It's good advice.
It's good advice.
Like, I mean, like you were saying, you know, if you're introducing these things, the end result is what ends up in the toilet. And if it's not looking right or feeling right or something's off... Well, then you know something's off about your intake of these certain foods.
Or your gut biome is off and needs some assistance.
Right. Yeah. It needs some, you know, you can assess and be like, okay, something's not right in the gut. Mm-hmm. Got to make some changes.
Man, I've had diarrhea for 3 days. I should probably take a probiotic because something in my butt got my butt biome. I did it again. The gut biome is off. So, you know, like, just look at your poop every now and then if it doesn't feel right. Just take a peek. It's okay. It's your poop. You can do what you want. Just don't touch it, please.
Never touch it. Don't my pick goodness. It up. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that is the gut biome. I hope I answered some of the questions, but I think the big takeaway is, you know, probiotics aren't regulated by the FDA, and a lot of them are a hunk of junk. So make sure you find the USP. Seal on your vitamins and minerals and everything else you're taking, because if it's not there, it's basically not real. And look at your poop.
And I think just like to jump back to what was, you know, asked, like, I think there obviously are actual health benefits that come from a healthy gut biome. So like that is not BS.
Nope.
But I think a lot of the things that people are marketing and trying to sell you are BS. And I think, again, big takeaway, there are no shortcuts.
No shortcuts. And your gut is so important. Your gut health.
Yes.
Your gut is doing everything. Anything you put in your body, your gut is digesting. Think about that.
I mean, yeah, it's true. It literally, like, your gut is the thing that processes all the fuel you're giving your body.
Literally.
Grace and I's audio recorders are about to die, so we're going to very quickly jump into Reddit. Very quick, rapid fire, what I learned on Reddit. Apparently, according to a CIA operative that trains...
Where is this going?
A CIA operative that trains, like, other operatives in the CIA, Americans have a distinctive lean.
What?
And it's one of the first things that they train out of operatives when they're going to be doing, like, undercover work,
field work
in other countries.
We have a lean?
I guess. And listen, we have some people that listen to us from other countries, so please chime in.
Yes, I would love to know if I have a lean.
But apparently, Americans have a lean. Like a slouch, you know.
Forward,
think about
we slouch,
it.
We are hunched over.
When you're in line, you're waiting in line, like at a grocery store, are you standing like straight up and down for the entire time?
No, I think I try to have good posture though, because I'm conscious of it.
But do you, you know, are you shifting your weight maybe to one leg and then you shift it to another, something like that?
Oh, 1,000%, especially if I'm annoyed. That's, I'm a definitely hip sit.
I think that's the lean.
Hip sit, yeah.
Everyone... Other countries, write in, let us know, but apparently that is a uniquely American thing.
No way.
And the CIA trains it out of its operatives, apparently.
That's insane.
That was something interesting I learned on Reddit this week.
I don't know. Do other countries not lean?
I don't. Again, write in. Anyone in another country? I know we've got some UK fans, Australia. Do you not lean? What's up? You just stand straight up to assert dominance? Like, what's going on? I don't know.
I don't think I can stand, like, straight up and down for more than a couple minutes before I definitely, like, sit into one of my hips.
Oh, I 100% do. Like, I don't stand. Yeah, I'm always, like, shifting back on my hip, you know, or yeah. and the other one, or if there's a wall there, I'm leaning on the wall.
Why do we have such a problem standing?
I don't know. I guess apparently Americans have a problem standing, which weird. I guess tracks a little bit for you know, I don't know.
Man.
There you go.
Why are we That's so Reddit. Weird? Americans are weird.
You know, humans are weird. If humans we've learned anything weird. Today talking about the butt guyum, humans are weird.
Humans are weird. Life is weird. Everything is weird. Don't lean, I guess, if you don't want to be American. Don't check lean, your poop.
You know?
That's the moral of the story.
Don't lean and look at your poop. If you check your poop. You know. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review. It really helps us out. If you have an idea for the podcast, you can leave it in your rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Respond with like a YouTube comment or send us an email at randomtheorypod@gmail.com.
Or tell us a joke for Josh. We haven't told jokes in a minute. That was our first That's joke true. In like a while. So bring in some new That's jokes true. For Josh.
Please. I love a good joke. You all know, all the science pals, you know I love a joke.
Well, that's it for the week.
That's it for the week. I guess we'll see you next week, science pals.
I hope you learned something new. Bye.
Look at your poop.
Bye. Look at
your poop. Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, Super Beats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.